from the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sweeping tariffs set to start tomorrow for the U.S.'s top trading partners. President Trump says 25% hikes will be imposed on goods from Mexico and Canada, and China will face 10% tariffs. The president blaming the countries for allowing drugs, he says, like fentanyl to cross into the U.S. and says more tariffs are on the table.
Eventually, we're going to put tariffs on chips. We're going to put tariffs on oil and gas. That'll happen fairly soon. I think around the 18th of February. And we're going to put a lot of tariffs on steel.
Canada and Mexico's leaders say they will have plans ready if those tariffs go into effect. Washington, D.C. fire crews say they have recovered 41 bodies from the Potomac River and expect to recover all 67 presumed dead after that mid-air collision of the American Eagle jet and military helicopter. Salvage crews are in position to remove the wreckage. And stocks tumbling today after the White House announced those tariffs would go into effect. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The deadline is fast approaching to be considered to serve as the 78th Alice in Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites individuals with a passion for promoting agriculture to apply by 4:30 today. Alice in Dairyland is one of the most widely recognized marketing communications professionals in Wisconsin agriculture, traveling to promote Wisconsin's agriculture industry and its impact on the state economy. Alice in Dairyland serves as a full-time spokesperson, cultivating relationships with television, radio, and print media outlets throughout the state, writes and delivers speeches at events, and uses social media to tell the stories of Wisconsin agriculture. This one-year, full-time contractual position starts July 7th. The position comes with an annual salary of $45,000 and includes holiday, vacation, and sick leave, and a use of a vehicle while on official business. Reimbursement is provided for an individual health insurance premium up to $450 a month and professional travel expenses. Alice in Dairyland applicants must be female, Wisconsin residents, and at least 21 years old. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact information for three professional references to DATCP@wisconsin.gov by 4:30 today. Application materials are available on the Alice in Dairyland website. For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper teens. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny. It's 46 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, who will take a quiz about his beloved state of Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins with new music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this wonderful Friday afternoon. Welcome to it. We made it. It's the weekend, week two of the Trump administration. We got Aaron working the board hard today, sir. Thank you for filling in. JSPS promises she'll be back on Monday. Look forward to that. You know how we wrap the show up? We've been doing a thing. It was Jess's idea. It was a good idea. We wrap the show up, last segment of the day, every day with tell me something good. I'm going to put you on notice, Aaron. By the end of the show, we got to come up with something good, and you fine folks as well. Tell us something good, 855-752-4842. We're going to carry on this conversation just a little bit more. We got some callers on the topic. What do I mean? Well, it's kind of long, but I'm going to break it down for you here. Three Republicans in the state of Wisconsin have come up with a legislative idea to put In God We Trust. They must put it on the public schools. This is a big thing for them. 14 by 11 inches. Got to be very specific. In God We Trust. We want this. We want this. Very important legislation. One of those guys, State Senator Corey Tomchek from Mosinee, was involved in a lawsuit against a news outlet in Wausau called the Wausau Pilot and Review. The Wausau Pilot and Review and the publisher, Shireen Seward, had the temerity to report that the senator, and I don't know if he was a senator at the time, but there was a Marathon County board meeting to affirm community inclusivity. Tomchek was reported as calling a 13-year-old boy the F-blank-G word. Now, he denied it at the time, although after the lawsuit was filed by him suing the outlet, Wausau Pilot and Review, it went to court, cost all sorts of money, so on and so forth. It eventually was kicked out. He was not defamed. And during depositions, he admitted using that term in other instances. And three people at that Marathon County, I believe it was in Wausau, meeting apparently testified that they heard him say it at the time. So he had a big problem with this, and he tried to sue the Wausau Pilot and Review. Now, they ended up winning, but it ended up costing them like $200,000 because Wisconsin does not have anti-SLAPP laws, which stands for Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation. There are 34 states and D.C. have enacted these laws to protect media and individuals from frivolous defamation lawsuits. Wisconsin does not have that. We should have that. And this is what that was. Tomchek said it. Other people heard it. Didn't matter. You go to court. You try to bleed out the other side. This guy who says those words about a 13-year-old kid in a public meeting wants to put God in the classrooms. Because why? I mean, has your religion favored you, sir? Is this how you act? Is this the benefit of your faith? Calling a 13-year-old kid the F-blank-G word at a community inclusivity meeting, man. You know, I mean, it's just so off the frickin' walls. So we're taking issue with that, and we're having some fun about it. Melissa from Madison, she texted in Dom I Trust. Yeah, thank you. But I'm not going to save your soul, but we're going to have a good time for a couple hours every day. I promise you that, Melissa. Some of the other texters, and you could be one of them as well, 855-752-4842. Kurt from Madison, he chimes in. I think we modify "In God We Trust" to "In God We Trust" because we sure can't effing trust mankind. I don't know, man. I mean, mankind gave us God. That's my position. So I think we're all just kind of screwed, Kurt. But thank you for your input. Let's see. Cam, I see your brother. Yes, yes. St. Mary's Cemetery in Appleton was an old stomping ground. We're talking about what? McCarthyism, Senator, former Senator McCarthy from Appleton, buried in the cemetery. And Aaron, I didn't know that. Right where near where I went to high school, Xavier. I would drive by that cemetery. Hell, I had a couple beers in that cemetery now and again. If I had known, I may have left a little something for the man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't say I wouldn't also have done that if I realized that.
Let's see. John Murray from Madison. The schools need to place a placard for each and every religion right next to the "In God We Trust" business. Only fair. Of course, Satanism will be included. You got to love, and I do love. And again, the Satanists, they're following up and pushing the absurdness of this whole thing in different communities around the country. Because if you're going to have a, you know, Jesus after school thing, well, they're going to have, we want Satan after school thing. And they're winning in a lot of these cases, which I find absolutely amusing. But that's the point, right? If you're going to allow one God, you have to allow all gods, or just have no gods. How about that? Or we just keep it as a. If you want to teach religion, you teach all religions. And I mean, as mentioned, as apparently some folks, as our caller Joe had indicated, hardcore on the Norse religion. Okay, I mean. Oh, go Thor. You know, I'm a big fan of Odin from Anchorman. You know, I like Odin. But all the religions and all the things that anybody has believed in from humanity's existence to now, you know, do we have to put everything on the wall? Does everything have to be respected, quote unquote, and acknowledged as righteous as anything else? You know, as the non-believer, as the believer of none of these things, I think, of course not. It's the day that Corey Tomchek reveres my atheism to the extent that he wants me to respect his religion, you know, then maybe we'll talk about it. But, you know, that ain't the case, because us non-believers, according to those faithful, we're all going to burn in hell. You can't tell me you love me. You tell me I'm going to burn in hell if I don't believe what you believe. And then what? You want to further put these in the classroom and have the kids. You're going to have the conversation with the kids, because I remember those conversations. If you don't believe X, Y, and Z, and in this religious, and in my case, it was Christian. It was, I guess, Catholic. I was baptized, never confirmed. But if you don't believe it, you know, let me tell you about eternal damnation. Wait, I'm 5 years old. Eternity? Eternity is like sitting through this mass. That's eternity. You're going to tell me about eternal damnation to a five-year-old? You freaking kidding me? You want to talk about grooming? Come on, people. And then you want to put this all out there, put it in class, get religion in their head early. No, come on. I'm just going to divert for a second. Life's basic building blocks found in asteroid samples. Huh. Yeah, you know, we do science. Carbon, water, you know, those kinds of things. Oh, is it the hand of God, or is it just, you know, nature? Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to live my life or put my kids through that when we've seen what religion has done. Now, there's some good things. Sure, I mean, you don't need religion to do good works. You don't need religion for morality. You certainly don't need "In God We Trust" in the classrooms, and you certainly don't want a guy like Wisconsin State Senator Corey Tomchek, who tried to sue the out of existence, a local newspaper, for what? Reporting that he called a 13-year-old a homophobic derogatory term. Life's a bitch, isn't it? 855-752-4842. Let's see here. Oh, we got some texters out there. Let's get back to the phones. We normally take priority phone callers, so let's get to it. Cindy from Appleton. Hey, welcome, Cindy. What do you got today?
Well, how about "In Republican BS We Trust Will Never End"?
The Republican BS will never end. Yes, I like that. I like it. What do you think about the actual end, yeah. dis- What do you think about the actual displaying of us, of this legislative, regardless of the folks that and their lack of, I don't know, morality, whatever you want to call it, and their homophobic slurs, at least the one, Senator Tomchek. What do you think about forcing public schools to display, quote, "In God We Trust" in the classrooms?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. And first of all, these people that say they're followers of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ was a liberal, for God's sake. He was not a conservative.
I mean, that was always my impression. You know, when you look at, like, you know, the long hair and the robes, and I'm talking less blue hair, blonde-eyed, blonde-haired. Got to make sure I get it right. I mean, maybe today's Jesus would be, you know, blonde-eyed and blue-haired. I mean, who cares, right? And you think they would know it if they come around and, you know, someone like Donald Trump. I mean, if there was, if there ever was an antichrist, wouldn't it be Trump? I'm just saying, you guys are the faithful ones out there. You tell me. 855-752-4842. The guy blew through peaceful protesters at a park walking with the army guy. Was that Milley at the time? Maybe we were on good terms back then. To go to the church that was burned during a protest to hold a Bible upside down. And then he starts selling his own Bibles, man. Selling his own Bibles. I mean, of course he is. I don't know. If I were one of faith, I would certainly question that man, if that's, you know, really, if he was sent by God or sent by the other guy, and by Satan. And for the record, I don't know what people talk about. Well, you're an atheist, so you're a Satanist. Well, no. And Satan is a Christian god. You recognize that, right? Now, maybe other religions have a similar deity who's the evil bad one, I guess. You know, don't they all? It's always something. But if you're going to talk, you know, down to the Satanists who like to poke fun and harass these communities that want to force religion onto folks, and they say, well, if you're going to do that, we can force that. We can put our religion there, too. We get equal access. If you're going to say, oh, those are terrible, Satan, they're Satanists. Yeah, of course they are Christian. Because Satan is a Christian god, yo. See what I'm saying? So you can talk what you want about it, but yeah, Satanism is Christianity. Oh, blowing your mind, right? Tomchek, 855-752-4842. Hey, Mark from the SAC, you've been a patient. Welcome, sir. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, thanks. It does me no injury for my neighbor to say there are 20 gods or no god. It neither picks my pocket nor breaks my leg. Well, in this case, they're picking our pockets because in Madison's, this book on Madison's federalism, that some of the bills that Madison vetoed is because they were violating the Establishment Clause. Passing money on to pass, you know, for churches or, you know, to pass on religious dogma. I mean, he vetoed that stuff. Yep. It's a violation of the Establishment Clause, pure and simple. And that, as far as your earlier story with supposedly it's not a true story where they arrested some people for just really speaking Spanish. Well, maybe
it has not been verified, and ICE has denied it. That's correct. We talked about that in the last hour.
But I don't necessarily trust what ICE is saying because
that's why I'm saying it's not verified, Mark.
Pregnant women and children in handcuffs when they're deporting them. What the hell? I mean, it is just. I mean, and I've heard people that piss and moan about people that speak in Spanish. What have been St. Vincent de Paul's, for God's sake? I mean, it is just.
I love it, man. I love hearing different languages, man. You know, different color. Why don't people embrace that? I don't get it at all. Like, people get all mad about it, man. Like I told the other day, when I travel around, I love to go to the, you know, international airports and hear all the languages, go to big cities and get all the culture, man. That stuff, that's exciting. That's fun. It's part of life. It's living, man. Embracing our fellow humans that are spinning on this rock, flying through space. Come back with us. We'll continue the conversation. Your calls, 855-752-4842. Just like that, and I'm back, bro.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Salvi Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75 Civic. Got Aaron working hard on the board for us today. Thank you, Aaron. You folks are lining up. We'll get to you. Getting into this conversation, perhaps for the rest of this segment. Wisconsin legislators, Republicans, three of them, one of them who tried to sue a local newspaper out of existence for reporting on him, saying homophobic slurs that apparently he said, wants to require "In God We Trust" in all the public classrooms. Yeah, if they would only follow, you know, the rules of their God, that'd be nice. That'd be a nice start. But you folks are chiming in on it. Let's get a couple of the texters here. Looks like Andrew from Maine, regarding "In Religion We Trust," so we don't have to think for ourselves. Does the article say if a cost analysis has been done, including repairing vandalism, cost of detention, and suspension for those who do not trust? Well, I doubt it. I didn't see it in the article, Andrew, but it's a fair question. What kind of protest should there be? Would there be with the children in it? I remember, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, even as a kid. I never took. You know what I mean? Like I said, I was baptized. What are you gonna do? And like the catechism or whatever the class, I was never confirmed, never did any of that stuff. So technically, when I was in high school at Appleton Xavier, I don't think I was supposed to be taking the little wafer thing, communion. And I was so behind the times, man. I didn't know. Like a lot of these kids I went to school with grew up in like in the religion, right? So they went to these little feeder religious schools and had been taking religion classes and taking communion for their whole lives, man. That was what they did. And I didn't know anything. The first day I went up there, I got in line, going, "This is the body of Christ." I said, "Thanks." I didn't know. I was trying to be polite. I didn't know what you were supposed to say. But I never believed it. Never believed it. Didn't seem right. Didn't seem normal. It seemed like a lot of people are trying to tell me something that they themselves were trying to believe. And maybe that was my upbringing, my family. But even other folks, you know, you grow up and you meet people and you come across cultures and ideas and thoughts, and it's like, wow, man, there's a whole host of things. Then you realize, oh my God, in the history of mankind, all the things that people believed and get through the day or didn't believe or was forced upon them or were murdered because they didn't believe. You know what I'm saying? Like someone died at the altar of Thor, you know, because Odin said so, you know what I mean? And of course, we're like, oh my God, that's just ridiculous. How could that possibly happen? Well, it's mythology. Today's religion is tomorrow's mythology. Someone from the WISS. Yeah, I used to listen to WISS when I was living up in Stevensville, Wisconsin. Start a religion so you can worship yourself. And then you don't have to pay taxes. Oh, don't even get me going on the tax of taxes. You know, I drive over bridges a lot in downtown Milwaukee. And the beautiful views when you go over the bridge, 94 or 794. And you take a look and you see the water and you see the city. But I always note, man, there are a lot of steeples. There's a lot of churches. And I always think, like, everyone, I mean, dozens. The place is filthy with churches. And I just think to myself, all those steeples is just a hand in the air of an organization telling me, we don't pay property taxes. I mean, come on. What? Why not? Those are some nice buildings, man. They got some, why don't they pay property taxes? Can we? How about this? I'll go along with In God We Trust if we can start taxing the churches at a minimum for their property. Because here's the deal. And when I lived in Whitefish Bay, very nice little neighborhood north of city of Milwaukee. My kids went to school there. Great public schools. Great place. Man, that church has like two city blocks. They got a church and a school. I mean, millions and millions of dollars in property. And they don't pay any property taxes. No, why not? They're a church. So? How about we start taxing the churches? You wanna do some good? You wanna stop? Because every dollar that's not taxed by the church is subsidized by me and you. And you people of faith, maybe you're down with the subsidization of the religion. But you know, it's also the other faith that you don't believe in. They're churches and synagogues and whatnot. They're also not taxed. And there's some beautiful, valuable buildings. And I think they should be taxed because they're selling a product. And I don't buy the product. I don't believe in the product. And folks do, and that's fine. I don't care. But why should I be subsidizing your purchase of that product? You go get that, man. You pay for that. Your taxes, you got to start paying property taxes, and your tithing's got to go up 10%. Okay. Doesn't bother me. Oh, you got to what? You got to sell off some of the property? The Milwaukee Archdiocese here has got some great spot down by the lake, man. That's got to be worth something. Are they paying taxes on that? I don't think so. Why? And the fact that they don't means that we are subsidizing it because that money is not being taken in, and therefore we pay higher taxes. So people can go and worship an invisible God in the sky and what try to dictate to people how they want to live. Now, if you want to live that way, this is the thing. I'm not telling people that you got to believe like I do. I don't care if you do or not, but why do I got to subsidize what you believe? Why do I got to see what you believe plastered everywhere? I don't put out my non-belief and think that should be plastered everywhere. You know, say la vie, baby, whatever gets you through the night. But when you have, I would call them, I don't know, someone that calls a 13-year-old boy a homophobic slur at a public meeting about inclusivity in Wausau, is that Jesus-like? I mean, what is that about? 855-752-4842. It's just, obviously, it bothers me just a little bit. 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get to it. Karina from Milwaukee. Hey, Karina, happy Friday. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Happy Friday. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. Two things. First of all, with all these laws and stuff like that, I don't really see how the religion is separated from the state. I really don't. I mean, are we just saying it to say it, you know? Because the more you dig into it, they're not like a separated. They live off us. They're like munching off us. And every possible religion, one. And two, you know, the God and trust. Well, I'm not sure why do you need it and what is the proposal for, is it like a moral thing or anything? What would it do? Because, you know, we do have In God We Trust on the money. I mean, does it mean that the more money you have, the holier you get?
Yeah. I mean, there are some that believe that the more wealth that you acquire, that you are, in fact, blessed by God. What is the point? I mean, I don't know, fodder for the mega followers, I guess. But, you know, and listen, again, I'm not knocking people's faith. You want to believe it, that's fine. But don't be pushing it on me and pay your fair share. 855-75-CIVIC. We've got a few more comments on this. We'll continue on it. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites homeowners and renters to sign up for 2025 growing season notices in the Landscape Pesticide Registry through February 1st. Registrants receive advance notice from commercial lawn care companies that apply pesticides to lawns, trees, and shrubs on nearby property. Members of the public can submit addresses that they want to receive notifications for that are located on their block or adjacent blocks. There is no cost to register. To register online or submit a paper application by mail, visit datacp.wi.gov/pages/programs_services/land_pest_reg.aspx. It's not too late to send a Valentine to a veteran. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking you to help show veterans how much you appreciate their service and sacrifice by sending Valentine Day cards. The cards will be hand-delivered by staff to the veterans, loved ones, and Gold Star families residing in veterans' facilities. However, to ensure your card makes it on time, it needs to be mailed by today. Cards may be sent to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707-7843. Please do not include candy, food, or snacks with cards due to allergies or dietary restrictions.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the movies this weekend, the mystery thriller Companion opens in wide release, and the critics are digging it. It's pulling a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, where it mentions the film is brought to you by the makers of The Notebook and the horrifying Barbarian, making Companion a different kind of love story. The film stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. If you're looking to keep the kids occupied, check out the film Dogman. Dogman follows a police canine officer and his human partner who are injured on the job. To save their lives, the surgeons make them one, like in the same man-dog body, like he could tell himself to roll over, or housebreak himself, or catch his own frisbee. It might sound a little science fiction-y, but it's a bona fide kids movie rated PG and pulling a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. If that's not convincing enough, the caption on the poster reads, "Part dog, part man, all hero." They sound like a very good boy. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper teens. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny. Right now it's 45.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and have an all-new What's Worse. Your chance to call in, have your voice heard. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're talking religion. We're talking Wisconsin Republicans want to put In God We Trust on Forsyth in all the public schools. One of those folks sponsoring that bill, Corey Tomchick from Mosinee, he tried to sue a newspaper out of existence for reporting that he called a 13-year-old a homophobic slur during a meeting on inclusivity. I mean, you can't write this stuff. It's like opposite world, like literally. And that's one of the cats that wants to force the religion onto people. And that's what I consider this to be. We've got a couple of texters here and callers. We'll get to you as well. 855-75-CIVIC. Someone from the 262, be atheist, but it's not cool to mock other people's religious practices. I'm turning off the show today. I take offense when you go off on these rants. Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. I would, number one, if I did say something, I'd like to know what it was. I'm mocking other religious practices. I mean, and I wonder if you're coming at that criticism from a position of, I don't know, faith privilege, let's call it. When's the last time someone pushed back on your faith? When's the last time someone said, hey, you know what? You can believe whatever you hell you want, but don't push that on me. Have you had those kinds of hard conversations at the 262? Because I'm if I did say something, I'd like you to articulate for me what it was. I say things, and that can happen. I ask, hey, man, what am I saying? That can happen. I don't think I did. And then I would also, again, we'll call it your faith privilege. I don't know how else I could describe it for you. Because if you want to look at what has happened to those with my opinions on religion over the course of history, you know what I'm saying? It hasn't been good. Not only do people of faith consider people like me going to hell. I mean, what a horrible thing to think of, that I would be in eternal damnation if that would be a thing. Like, oh, you go to hell. You don't believe what I do. I think that's offensive. And that's literally in your faith if you're one of those. But I'm not making a big deal about it. I think the Inquisitions, you know, was terrible. The Crusades, you know, I don't know. We got a guy at the head of the Pentagon right now. He's got some Crusade tattoos. I think that's terrible. So if you look at the abuse that non-believers have gone through, and I will define this in this way, non-believers as in me, I don't believe in any of that stuff, or the non-believer of a particular religion or a minority religion in a community of a majority religion. What happens to those folks? Well, it's usually not good. You know what I mean? And of course, the history. So if you don't believe what the majority of folks around you believe, that you're going to get basically murdered, ostracized, not able to participate in community and so forth. That's why religion should be not a part of our public life whatsoever. If you want to sit there and meditate and pray on your own, knock yourself out. I honestly, I don't want to hear the church bells. Every time I hear the church bells, I think, man, what if I get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and grab my big ass amp and my guitar, put it outside, plug it in, turn it up to 10, and start playing Smoke on the Water riff for, I don't know, like 5 minutes. Is that okay? Because I don't have that calling to go to church. It's just noise to me. But, you know, that's what it is. The bells are going to ring. Okay. So while it may seem that I'm being critical, and I am, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just pointing out to you my position that a lot of you folks maybe have not considered before, or think that because you're in the majority religion in this country as a Christian, that that's right. And of course, that's not right. That's a belief. That's the whole thing about belief. You believe what you want. I'll believe what I want. And what I'm not going to do is force mine upon you. And I would really appreciate it if you all did the same. 855-752-4842. So 262, man, give me a holler. Let me know what you think. What else we got here? Let's see. Ed from Madison. I like this one. T-shirt idea. Militant agnostic. I don't know, and you don't know either. Right, dude. I don't know. You don't know. Another one from the 608. The church I attend is not capitalized, subsidized. Yes, the city doesn't collect tax on our land and building, but we all do community service, a lot of services. Okay. I had this conversation recently with a family member. Could you do those community services without the church? Could you do those community services while getting taxed? Because your non-tax status is absolutely being subsidized by us. The fact that you don't, or you or your church does not check in to the till for the services and those kinds of things is an impact on us. There's lots of nonprofits and things out there that can do. You don't need a church, a religious organization, to do community service. Hell, some folks have to do it because they're told to by a judge. You know what I mean? Some folks, if you're in like in school, you have to do your volunteerism. It's required. I always got that when I was in Appleton Xavier, the Catholic school. Oh, you got to go. You're required to volunteer. I'm like, it's not really volunteering then, is it? I'm just saying. So while I appreciate 608 the from WMDX, your point, and I do really appreciate community service. I mean, there is, and I know a lot of these organizations and churches, and you do need buildings to do those things, but you don't need to be tax-free. Now you can do it elsewhere. The fact that they are not taxed is a privilege that I think should be undone. I think we all should be equal. Because my non-faith, doesn't get a tax break. Why not? Shouldn't it? I do community service, even when it's not ordered by a judge. 855-752-4842. Freedom from religion, maybe even more important than freedom of religion. Yeah, amen, Len from Madison. You know, it's been a while, and someone has given me some like free thought ideas, and I do like them. And we used to have Annie Laurie Gaylor from the Freedom from Religion Foundation in Madison. It's been a few years since we hooked up. Maybe I'll make an effort to get those folks back on, because they're way more articulate about this stuff than I am. I get a little worked up. I will admit that. But we have had them on, and I do subscribe to their beliefs. You can check them out at ffrf.org. I appreciate the things they do.
Yeah, they are a very cool organization. Whether or not you believe in religion, I feel like you can get behind taking it out of the government and forcing other people to engage with it.
Right, right. And that's ultimately the thing. I don't subscribe to forcing anyone's belief onto anybody. And evidenced by the fact that I got a big problem if someone tries to do it to me. So I certainly don't want to do it to you. But my criticism and my observations of the tax laws, of history of abuse of the non-believers, the hypocrisy of those who would engage in homophobic slurs at the same time of trying to force schools to put In God We Trust on the walls. I'm an atheist, and the 262 says Carolyn from Heartland. Thank you. 855-75-7. Lots of textures here. Let's get back to the callers. Doogie from Chi-Town, you are up. Welcome, Doogie. What do you got for us? Hello, Doogie.
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, there we go. Hey, man, welcome. What do you got?
Good to talk to you, Dom.
Thanks,
before
man.
I go into my sad story, the way to fight this, remember, everybody, let's wake up and realize that you have the power to control the election coming up for your Supreme Court, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Very important. So keep that thing blue, and you'll be in a much better state. Okay. Let's
yes,
not
sir.
Forget we have the power to do that now. I got an interesting story. In my teen years, I worked at a tire store in suburban Chicago. And the guy used to drive in, come in, he had a three-year-old, Pontiac Bonneville. His license plate said atheist on it. And I was like, oh, I didn't really think much about it, didn't know much about it, whatever. I really don't believe in much. You know, I think there's something out there. I don't know what it is. And that's my take is, right? I'm not religious. My dad showed me a lot of the hypocrisy in religion. Mm-hmm. But so as time went on, this guy actually got some kind of windfall, and he became really rich. And he started, was part of the Green Party chairman, and he crusaded for atheism and removing religion from government and separating government from religion.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Rob Sherman. And you can see a lot of his videos online. He actually had a public access TV show also. Nice guy. I actually grew to respect him a lot. And unfortunately, he passed away in a private airplane crash in 2016, December 13th. He loved flying. And he had a little toy airplane.
Oh, yeah.
But I really, really wish I would love to see Rob Sherman be here today and help us combat this stuff. But definitely forcing it is wrong. It's just like forcing anybody on anything. And the way to fight it, of course, because usually everything now to these days goes to the Supreme Court. Focus on that, because you know if Democrats do something and the Republicans, they'll take it. They'll file a lawsuit immediately. And if you've got a strong Supreme Court in that state, we're still going to win and maintain sanity.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Doogie. Appreciate it. Wisconsin Supreme Court race right here. I think it's, what, April 25th of this year?
April 1st.
My bad. Thank you, Aaron. April 1st. We do have some sound of one of the candidates that maybe we'll get to or maybe not. Thank you, Doogie. We appreciate it. 855-75-CIVIC. You know, one of the cats I wish was around today would be George Carlin. I loved George Carlin, and that cat was ahead of his time. And I listened to that dude when I was young. You know, I don't think my parents knew that I was jamming on some George Carlin when I was a kid, but I thought he was great. His observations were great. He's a funny dude, obviously. But he was a philosopher, man. And I really appreciate him. And man, if he were around today, what joy that would bring the rest of us. 855-752-4842. Annie from Watertown, you are up. Welcome, Annie. What do you got for us?
That wasn't very nice. That is sort of hostile to laugh about the 7-year-old turning 7 years old. See, that's a hostile thing. I don't like that. But I'd like to
Hang on. What are you talking about, 7-year-old? I'm sorry. I totally missed your point there. Say that again.
Oh, the joke. And then I turned 7 and I didn't believe anymore.
Oh, wrong. Yeah, okay. Okay. So you think that was inappropriate? You think that's mocking people of faith because they're children?
No, it just wasn't nice. It was hostile. It was an attack on.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Annie. I appreciate that. And I did laugh at it, but I didn't say it.
Okay.
All right, Annie. What do you got?
Yeah, it's an old one. I've heard, but Watertown has a lot of housing owned by religious organizations, from hospice to total care assisted living to very nice apartments for independent living. You know, I hope they're feeding my mother tonight, because sometimes they forget her for almost $10,000 a month.
Oof.
But they have a hard time hiring people. But what I learned at a municipal tour was the number of calls that the EMS and everything makes, and fire calls, the majority are to these properties. And they all are tax-free, and it's a real strain on the government. And, I mean, okay, it's a nonprofit. How about the church, school, parsonage? But that's it. You know, like, cut it off somewhere. I know Chicago has many, many properties that are owned by the Catholic Church. I mean, specifically many.
Yeah.
And it's really a strain on the government, and, it makes everybody else suffer.
Well, and it's a lack of revenue. And thank you, Annie, for the call. And everyone, people have different opinions on it. Mine is mine. And I wouldn't make an exception. I would not, literally would not make exceptions. If I got to pay a property tax and a corporation got to pay a property tax, why doesn't the church have to pay a property tax? All they're doing services are doing good things. Well, okay. But you don't need the property tax status in order to do those things. And if you're only surviving based on the lack of tax revenue, then maybe you should get into a different business. Maybe you should increase your tithing. And above and beyond that, now this goes into the whole funding of voucher schools, right? So when religion attendance starts dropping off, so does the tithing and the money. So what do they do? Well, they tap into the public trough. We have two simultaneous school systems in the state of Wisconsin, unfunded mandates. And what are they doing? Well, these religious schools are tapping into the federal funds, and they don't have to take all the students. They don't have the requirement of all the public schools. And they're tapping into that. And, you know, those parents were sending those kids to that school anyway. So it's just a giveaway. No, man, I'm done with it. I'm done with it. And I'm done with the hypocrisy. I'm done with the, how about pay the fair share? The billionaires and the churches and the corporations. Come back with us one final second. Tell us something good. 855-75.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You know, the best laid plans, Aaron. We had sound and topics and things we were going to get to, but this one just kind of, I guess it kind of took off. There's people have things to say, and apparently I got a few things to say about it. But we do want to start out, at least this segment, do some a little something good. We like to end it, and Jess has this great idea. End the show telling us something good. Aaron, would you like to chime in? You want me to start?
Well, first, we had Rita from the... She's out of town right now, but Rita from La Crosse called in a little bit ago, and she wanted to share. She saw the new movie, Green and Gold, that came out today about the man who bet the whole farm, literally, on the Packers. And she said it was very good, and that even if you're not a Packers fan or not necessarily a sports fan, it's worth a watch.
Excellent. Green and Gold. I'll have to check it out. Yeah, I've seen that. Something good. All right, here. I got something good. I'm going out to the Bavarian Beer Hall today in Glendale. I'm meeting Haas and Annalise's mom and a couple other friends to have a fish fry and a couple of drinks and catch up. I very much look forward to it. Haas is some of you folks might know, a friend of ours. Annalise, his mother from Sheboygan, originally from Journey. Annalise was a teenager or maybe a preteen when the Germans took over, or when the Nazis took over in Germany.
Oh, wow.
Right? Oh, yeah. And she's awesome. Great conversations. Love to hang out. Still kicking it. Still putting up with Mike. So they're coming down. We're going to hang out and catch up and meet some of their friends. I very much look forward to it. I love it when I get me some Mike and Annalise. So that will be fun this evening. 855-752-4842. Here's something good. Andrew from Maine says, something good today, an extra 2 hours of Mr. Zommers. Yeah, man, some Zommers love, yo.
Well, thanks,
appreciate
Andrew.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Let's see here.
I have something else good.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of my friends who's married just told me that she's pregnant and they're planning to have a kid. And
oh, nice.
Well, it may be an interesting time to, we'll see how the prices of everything go, but she was worried she was going to have fertility issues and ended up being able to get pregnant anyway, so that's good.
That's awesome. Oh, I know, there's that. Love it. New babies coming in the world, 855-752-4842. The new baby smell, little cute little things. We got one here, and it's not necessarily good, but I think it's a good point. John from the, let's see if we got a spot here, from WMDX. Thank you, John. As mentioned, someone's a little critical of my observations and discussions of religion. John said this, want to talk hostile? Let's talk about your stupid effing faith being legislated into our lives when we don't want it. And he goes on, when it results in dead women. Yeah, there's that. The abortion issue, obviously very important. And that is generally based on the religion, at least a specific religion. Now, I think the Jewish faith doesn't believe that there's a until the baby has to take a first breath kind of a thing, you know. But now you have some folks out there all, you know, the heartbeat law or the contraception, the egg meets sperm and that's a soul and all that kind of stuff. That's religious based. That's not science based. So, John, you make a great point. Thank you for bringing that up. 855-752-4842. I think we got through them all except for one more. Tom from West Dallas, thank you for being patient. But you know the rules on the last segment, Tom. You got to start out with something good, and then you can make your point. Please go ahead, Tom. Welcome. Happy Friday.
Hi there. Good thing. I'm going out with fish fry with some people from out of town who've never been to a Wisconsin fish fry. So that's
nice.
Doing some evangelization of your own.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And on the religious topic, one, I refuse to believe in any loving God who would condemn people to eternal damnation because you didn't follow what he said. I have a job that gets me into a lot of churches, and I really get upset when I see $160,000 Mercedes in the preacher's parking spot. And I have seen this, and there's a church that has an inner city church that has like a car collection in their church, in their lobby.
Yeah.
Some nice 60s cars, 70s cars. I am just blown away by that. Also, look at Joel Osteen.
Yes.
The man drives Ferraris and all that stuff. And some of those mega churches down in Louisiana, when the hurricane came through, not one of those churches donated money for helping out people with the hurricane. But you know who did? The Indian casinos.
Tom, if I recall, Osteen was basically shamed into opening up his doors during one of those storms. Thank you for the call, Tom. Certainly appreciate it. And going to that, I am personally aware of some of these types of churches that are very successful, and then they branch out and they go from, like, call it Metro Detroit to call it Florida and grow their flock and drive those cars and live that life and dress really well and get lots and lots and lots of money. And if you believe some of the, and I forget the actual term because, you know, I don't argue about the finer points of fiction. You see, I save myself a lot of time, but those that believe that, you know, if you are successful and you are rich, then God is blessing you. I guess that's the thing. So the more things and stuff that you have, the more you are blessed. But to the last caller's point, okay, fine. Are you getting taxed on it? You know what I mean? That's the thing. So, folks, thank you for indulging me today. Remember, this is all about Wisconsin Republicans wanting to put religion into the public schools, and God we trust. I do not. What I do trust, and generally, is our fellow human beings, folks. Love each other. Man, go be curious. Go put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Learn, grow, have a good time. Meet new people. Do new things. Challenge everything. Man, make life worth living, baby. Thank you for joining us. Stick around. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight is coming up next. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back with Jess P.S. on Monday. Thank you, Zobbers, for your hard work this week. Folks, have a nice weekend. We'll talk Monday.
News from the center, WRCE. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll talk about racial justice with Lisa Jones and Eric Fanning from Red Racism Milwaukee. Then we'll talk with internationally renowned actor and Milwaukee native Casey Washington.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The grim task of recovering bodies from the Potomac River continues following this week's mid-air collision. The NTSB says it's now recovered the flight recorder of the Army Black Hawk helicopter, adding to the flight and data recorders recovered yesterday from the American Eagle flight. NTSB member Todd Inman says salvage crews are on scene and ready to remove the wreckage.
While there are some small aspects of that debris field, there are large chunks that will be easily recoverable, and it will aid in the investigation.
Tariffs starting tomorrow, President Trump says, and 25% tariffs on goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico and Canada, and 10% on China goods. That could lead to countries imposing their own tariffs on U.S. goods, and consumers could get caught with the tab. And the Trump administration says it is boosting its immigration housing at Guantanamo Bay, where some undocumented migrants will be transported to remain in custody. This is ABC News.